Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 13. The Birchas Peretz, Parshas Ekev, the stipler says that every single day we experience many, many hundreds of minor pleasures in both the material aspects of our lives and the spiritual aspects of our lives. And we can learn to focus on all these common occurrences and recognize the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Rav Zalman Pliskin brings like an exercise. Try for 1 hour to feel grateful for every single thing you find yourself doing. Even when you turn pages of a book, be grateful you can move your hands. When you read the words, be grateful you can see. When you walk, be grateful for the use of your feet. And when you talk, be grateful for the ability to communicate with others. For a full hour, do not take even the smallest action for granted. Be aware of every detail of what you can do. Anyone who does this daily for even a short time will have a much greater appreciation for everything that he does. Develop the ability to form mental images. For example, Yetzias Mitzrayim. View ourselves as having once been enslaved, and now we have freedom. And the more you picture your life, what it would be like to be a slave, the more joyous and elated you will be when you have your freedom, and the more grateful you will feel when you presently feel free. For people, Baruch Hashem, that are not in the hospital, and you're free to walk around, and you're not bedridden, have a karas hatayv and recognize how what a chesed it is that you're not bedridden in a hospital. Or that you're not in a prison and you're free to walk, free to go to shul, free to go to work, free to go to the store. It's not something that we should take for granted. Sometimes it's important to share with others. For example, you share with others some beautiful thing you saw, a beautiful sunset, a beautiful thing that you saw on vacation, a beautiful scenery, and so on and so forth. We're going to talk now a very big concept, which is chapter 3 of the book, Gateway to Happiness, is happiness is dependent on your thoughts. Now, the idea being is like this. It is true if someone is suffering extreme anxiety, he may need therapy or medication to get that anxiety level down to a certain level. But every human being has a certain level of anxiety, and it is within the ability of a person to take that anxious feeling or depressed feeling and challenge the thought that created that feeling and become happy. There is a pasuk in Koheles that he quotes a lot. It's a tremendous insight in life. In Koheles, in English, he says that Hashem created a man straightforward. I think the pasuk's lashon is Elokim asa esa adam yashar. He made a person straight. V'hein bikshu cheshbonos rabim, and they invented many types of calculations. There's a pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin, pasuk Chavtes. What is these many calculations? Whatever they are, Rosh Hashanah Hirsch says that the enemies to happiness. He quotes of Simcha Wasserman, Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, it's the son of Reuel Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yinkun Damai, that he says, life is simple, it's people who are complex, which means that life has the potential for happiness, for beauty, but every person chooses what he will think about and how we will view things, and that complicates matters and sometimes gets a person into an anxious state or a depressed state or an angry state. Happiness is a skill that can be learned. There's a big yesod, and the idea being is that happiness is not just an emotion. You can choose to be happy. Ultimately, the feeling will come. So the way you do this, how do you develop happiness? Number one is you focus on happiness producing thoughts instead of things that cause you unhappiness. And also, it's the ability to view events and situations in a positive light instead of in a negative light, or at least to lower the degree of negativity. So, for example, a minor discomfort, instead of looking at it, oh, it's tragedy, it killed my day, the air conditioner broke in the base medrash, and it's uncomfortable, so it's a tragedy. It's not a tragedy, it's minor, it's a minor discomfort. So even that, you train your mind to do that. It says, V'tayv lev mishtatamid, a person who has a positive feeling to him, a positive attitude, mishtatamid, he's like, it's a life of constant parties. He's full of simcha always. He won't need special situations to make him happy. Whatever he does, and wherever he goes, he finds things to be happy about. He grows from each experience. He grows from every person he encounters and with whom he's in contact with. And he grows from each experience. Now, mastering this attitude does take time and effort, but it's worthwhile to invest in this endeavor to try to be happy in every moment as best as possible. To a great extent, we create the world in which we live in. And we spoke in many other shiurim that it is true that outside circumstances could sometimes affect the person. There's no question about it. If someone is not feeling well, it's harder for that person to function than for someone who is feeling well. Someone who has a headache or a severe migraine headache will not function as well as someone who does not. And there are many situations, poverty, an illness, you know, so to say that outside events doesn't affect a person at all is disingenuous, it's not true, and it's insensitive even. But however, what we need to really realize also a truth, that yes, many events are beyond our control. And many things we are not able to have a direct influence on how to deal with it. But nevertheless, we have an ability to control our attitudes to a given situation to a very large degree. Financial setback could hurt a person, but he could train himself that he could be calm about it and accepting of it, and it won't bother him nearly as much as it could have, and so on and so forth. The emotional consequence of an event is on us. We can't expect perfect control. And we can't be unrealistic to say that external events are nothing. It does affect us. But we have the ability to work calmly and persistently on our thoughts that will be able to improve our life situation based on the way we think. We're able to handle situations better, to look at the positive sides of things where now things not only become bearable, but they become calm and serene, where you see the bracha even in a situation that's not necessarily always as pleasant as it was before, perhaps. So the idea is to try to make an effort to think thoughts that are conducive to happiness, even though right now the feeling's not there yet, but ultimately you will become more happy. And you focus on positive thoughts, healthy thoughts, and you'll live a happy life. It's a choice. We have bechira. We don't realize we have the bechira. We think the hergish, I'm just a nervous person, or I'm just a sad person. So yes, there are people that have certain tchunas and nefesh that are more leaning towards the sadness. But we don't have to be that way. We have bechira to transform ourselves and to transform our thoughts, that over time, the thoughts will affect our emotions in the most positive way, and we could be besimcha. And we're going to go through this chapter, chapter 3, which is considered by him one of the most key important chapters that gives us a key on how to develop happiness and clarity of mind. Bracha natzlacha.